Hi-ho, Silver! Away!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a haughty hi-ho, Silver, the Lone Ranger! With his faithfully named companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early Western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. Hi-ho, Silver. Away!
There was death in Paiute Basin that afternoon. Its ugly pattern was in the ugly swoop of a single buzzard that hovered high overhead. Its ominous threat was in the sifting heat of a relentless sun, and its certainty was in the eyes of a man who lay mortally wounded at the foot of Indian Bluff. His eyes, now dimming rapidly, saw three horsemen rein up their mounts a short distance from where he lay.
Whoa,
Scout.
You were right, Tonto. There's a man here. He looks badly wounded.
Uh-oh. A buzzard in the sky always gives a sign.
Golly.
Go back to the horses, Dan. Bring a blanket and a canteen of water.
Sure.
He's wounded all right. Badly wounded. Help me turn him over, Tonto. Well, he's still alive, even with bullet wounds like these.
Here's the blankets in the canteen.
Good. Now, while I give him a drink of water, you fold the blanket into a pallet.
I will fix it.
Steady. There. I think he's coming too.
His wounds look very bad. Can we fix him?
At least we can try.
More water.
Here. Take it easy, fella.
I have a clean bandana. I will tear it up for a bandage.
Good. Dan, get us some wood and build a fire. We'll need plenty of hot water.
I'll do it right away.
Thanks. Thanks for all you're trying to do, stranger, but I won't live long enough to see that water boil.
You'll pull through. Steady now. I'll have to rip off your shirt so we can bandage your shoulder.
Thanks. Now,
lie still for a few moments till we get some hot water.
Why? This don't make sense. You, the Indian, and the kid. Part of Monk Savage's gang helping me.
You mean Monk Savage the outlaw? We're not part of his gang.
But you're wearing a mask.
It doesn't mean I'm an outlaw. Neither are my friends. You're a lawman, aren't you? I noticed the star on your vest.
Barnes is my name. Jim Barnes.
Sheriff of Cahill County. I've heard of you.
But not for much longer. Monk Savage and his crew changed all that when they put this lead in my back.
Are you sure it was Savage who shot you?
Him and his gang of sneaking, murdering, cattle rustling.
When did this happen?
About 30 minutes ago. I trailed them from the Sawtooth Ridge. They split up there in the basin and rode into their trap. They got me in the back.
They won't get away with it.
It's already done. See, stranger, even if I was gonna stick around, which I'm not, I couldn't prove that it was Monk and his gunslingers that nailed me.
Why not?
They're all wearing masks, just like you.
Oh, I see.
Oh, but I could have proved a case against them in court, proved who the real boss is behind Monk's gang and all their robbing and cattle stealing.
You can still prove it.
Not from where I'm going.
your deputies. Give the evidence to them. They can...
There's only one deputy. My brother Everett. Everett's kind of hard to explain. I don't think he...
Why not?
Well, see, Everett's my kid brother. But he's not like me. We're as different as night and day.
What's the evidence you have against Savage and whoever's behind him?
Nothing, really. I had one amongst gunnies in jail a while back. An hombre named Slim Fletcher. Slim did a lot of talking. If I could have gotten him and Monk in court, I...
Did Slim say anything you could use as evidence?
No, that's the trouble. Before I could get him to do that, Monk broke him out.
Did he mention any names that would help?
Only one that's important. That'd be hard to prove.
Who is it? Tell me and I'll see you. Daddy.
That's funny. It's getting real chilly out here. Even when the sun's beating down.
Hang on, Jim.
I'm worried about Ev. He never wanted to come out west. Never wanted to be my deputy. Now I'm leaving him all alone.
Don't worry about your brother, Sheriff. I promise you he'll get along all right.
You promise?
That's what I said.
I don't know why, stranger, but maybe it's the way you talk or something. This is the first and, I guess, the last time in my life I'll ever believe a man wearing that.
The water's ready! It's boiling!
Never mind, Dan. We won't need it now.
Is the lawman dead?
Yes, Tonto. He's dead.
Gee. There's no way of finding out who killed him?
Yes, there is.
We trail the outlaw?
No. First, we'll take Jim's body home, back to the town of Cahill.
Jim what?
Then I have a promise to keep. I want to see Everett, Jim Barnes's brother.
Everett Barnes had long been a mystery to the town of Cahill. The quiet, soft-spoken brother of the sheriff was an amateur entomologist. He collected and classified insects. Naturally, such an occupation seemed utterly without rhyme or reason to most of the town's cowpunchers and horse wranglers. In fact, only two people really understood Everett. One was his brother, and the other was a very pretty young woman named Judy Mason.
I might as well admit it, Judy. I'm scared. Scared to death.
No, you're not. And the best way to prove it is by going right into the Longhorn Cafe and arresting Monk Savage.
But I'll try.
And you'll pull it over. I'll wait for you over at the bank. Mr. Thomas wants me to help him work on the books tonight. Remember, Everett, I'll be waiting for you.
All right. I'd just as soon try to pick up a Black Widow spider as arrest Monk Savage.
Well, good evening, Everett. What's you drinking?
Nothing. Thanks just the same.
Oh, excuse me, kid. Didn't see the badge you were wearing. You're the new sheriff.
I guess I'll have to be until election time comes up again.
Being a lawman is no job for you, Everett. And you know it.
Maybe not, but my brother wanted it this way. So I'm gonna carry out his wishes.
Sorry to hear it. Mighty sorry. You're sitting on a keg of blasting powder. Here it comes, right now.
What do you mean?
Monk Savage, heading this way.
Good. That's why I'm here.
Well, if it ain't little Everett Barnes, the bug chaser! Up kind of late, ain't ya?
No, Monk. I'm here for a particular reason. To see you.
Aye. What do you want me to do? Hope you got some caterpillars!
My brother was murdered this afternoon. Shot from ambush.
Is that so? That's too bad. Leaves Cahill without a sheriff.
No, it doesn't. As Jim's only deputy, I'm taking his place.
You? Why, I never figured. Did you hear that, gents? A little flyboy's gonna be a lawman.
It was you who killed my brother. He sent me that message, so I know it's true.
What's that?
I said you killed him. You're under arrest for murder.
Arrest? Did you hear that, gents? The butterfly kid is arresting me.
It's not funny, Monk. Hand over your guns.
Why, you... Listen, you young whelp. Nobody arrests Monk Savage. You're packing a gun. You'd better go for it, because I'm shooting that tin star off your vest and making you dance while I do it. This is a pretty good tight-sized town kid, but it's too small to hold you and me. Now dance!
Wait! Don't! Stop!
The new sheriff can't handle a gun, folks, but he sure does a mighty fine tour dance! You heard what I said, fog catcher. Get out of my sight. Climb on one of your butterflies and get out of town.
I mean, get!
That's a shame, Par Kid.
Par Kid nothing. He's the new sheriff, and he's yellow all the way through.
Head for the bar, boys. The drinks are on me!
Get out of town. I'll get. I knew I couldn't do it. I knew that. What I need is a lamp. Here it is.
That's much better, Everett. I don't like to sit in the dark.
What? Mask? An outlaw? How did you get in here?
Through the back door, when the coroner came to take Jim's body.
And you knew that Jim was... Who are you?
Someone who wants to help you, if you'll let me.
How could a masked outlaw? Oh, it doesn't make any difference. I don't care who you are. I'm leaving town.
Is that so? When?
Right now. Just as soon as I can pack some clothes.
You're the sheriff of Cahill. Who'll take your place if you leave?
Aw, I don't care.
Everett, your brother was killed this afternoon, killed in the line of duty.
You mean he was murdered, just because he was unlucky enough to be a sheriff?
On the contrary. I think Jim Barnes was proud of being a lawman.
Sure. That's the only law this country knows. Kill or get killed. I'm sick of it. Now that Jim's gone, I'm gonna leave.
What are these glass jars on the table? Are they empty?
No. They contain specimens from my collection. Live ones.
Specimens?
Wasps and bees. Well, I sort of raise them, too. You probably noticed the beehives in the front yard. There are several large wasp nests in that tree by the fence.
Wasps and bees, huh? Entomology must be interesting work.
Ah, it is. There are several thousand different varieties of Hymenoptera insectae in this desert country, and so far, I've only classified about 200 of them.
One of your bees, the one inside this jar, isn't enjoying his new home very much.
Oh, that ain't a bee. It's a black-winged wasp. He's from that nest out in the tree. I just captured him yesterday. He's very vicious.
I'm glad he's inside the jar and not out.
Somebody just rode up outside. Did you hear?
Yes, I...
Barnes! Sheriff Barnes!
It's Monk Savage and some of those men who ride with him. They must be coming to...
I told you to get out of town, Barnes! I'm here to see that you get. Come on out!
He threatened me earlier tonight, at the Longhorn Cafe when I...
Yes, I know all about that. My friends were there and saw what happened.
You better come on up. Or we'll riddle that shack with lead.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. I'm good to you.
They're gonna start shooting.
Turn down the light, Everett, quick.
All right.
Dousing that light won't help you none. Let them have it, boys.
He's right. They'll start shooting.
So will I. That'll make it even.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Monk Savage and his gang pulled round after round of flaming lead into the darkened house where the Lone Ranger and Everett Barnes crouched on either side of the shattered window.
Stay back, Everett, back. You'd better hug the floor, they're shooting high.
We haven't got a chance. There's a whole gang out there. They'll keep moving up. They're breaking all my specimen guards. The wasps will get away, and I'll never be able to-
We can't worry about that. Wait a minute, didn't you say there was a big nest of them in that tree out there?
Yeah, it's hanging from that big limb on the right side. But what good will that do?
Maybe plenty if I can- Oh yes, I can see it now. Those men are right beneath it. Kid's slinging a lot of lead, but he's shooting high. Let's move in and get him.
Yeah, we'll get him. Ow! I'm being stung! There's a million of them! Ow!
Hey, what the... Slim, what's the matter with you? Hold that horse down!
Monk, can't you see him? There's millions of them!
Keep throwing lead into that shack! Don't let a few fly...
Now maybe not. You know what we're up against.
What happened to Slim? Can't he even?
I don't know. Can't hold this critter either. Come on, let's get out of here.
Golly, you certainly made him turn and run.
Well, I didn't, Everett. It was your wasps that did that.
Wasps? Oh, you mean the nest in the tree. You broke it open with bullets and golly.
At least they've gone. That's the most important part. I don't think that Monk and his friends will be back anymore tonight. Well, have you changed your mind, Everett, about staying on as sheriff?
Aw, what good would it do? Even if I did stay here, I'd still be afraid of guns and men like Monk.
Afraid?
Sure. I'm just plain scared. I might as well admit it.
Whoa there, Silver. Whoa, big fella, easy.
Kimwasabi, you all right? We heard shots.
Golly, was it a gunfight?
Steady, big fella. Not much of a fight, Dan. I was at Everett Barnes' house when Monk Savage tried to run him out of town.
Gee, I hope Everett didn't back down like he did at the cafe.
No, he didn't back down. Tonto?
Yes.
I want you to ride in to the county seat. There's a United States Marshal's office there. Bring a deputy back here with you.
Yes. Here, Scout! That's a plenty long ride.
I know. I want you to start now and get back as soon as you can.
Yes, I will do it. What do I tell the deputy?
Tell them about Jim Barnes being killed and that Everett, Jim's brother, wants to present proof identifying the sheriff's murderer.
Yes. Get up, Scout!
Golly. Does Everett know who killed his brother?
Not definitely. He still has to prove it.
We all know it was Monk Savage. Everett is sheriff now. Why doesn't he just arrest Monk?
They can't do that for two reasons, Dan. First, there can be no legal conviction without proof. Second, Everett Barnes can't arrest Monk Savage because he's afraid.
I don't know. Tonto and I saw it happen in a cafe tonight.
But even though Everett is afraid, I'm sure he isn't a real coward.
I don't understand.
Well, in reality, the only thing he's afraid of is fear.
Oh, you mean like being scared of the dark when you don't know what you're afraid of?
That's it. Fear that's based on nothing. A powerful force unless you can overcome it.
But what can Everett do?
Quite a bit if we can help him.
How?
We're going to use the same force of fear to trap Savage.
Golly, I don't see how.
You'd better get some sleep now, Dan. Tonto won't be back until tomorrow afternoon, and we've got a lot of things to do in the morning.
Tell me what they are.
First, I'm going back to Everett's house. You'll have two errands to do.
Two?
Yes. Deliver a news item to the courier. That's the Cahill newspaper. Then be sure that plenty of copies are distributed all over town. Hey, did you gents see this copy of the courier? Kid just left it in here.
What about it? New?
Plenty. Big story about Everett Barnes, our new sheriff. What's he gonna do? Chase some old butterflies? Listen, it says the prowlers who shot up Sheriff Barnes' house last night may cause instant death for many innocent people.
What does that mean?
Shut up and I'll read it to you. It says, while it is a well-known fact that our new sheriff is an amateur entomologist, that means he collects bugs. It is not so well known that the sheriff's insect collection contains several varieties of poisonous wasps.
Oh, poison!
The sting of one of these little creatures, black-winged species, can cause instant death. Even horses are sometimes affected.
Horses? Say, that must have been what was. The brother ain't such a peaceful gent after all.
Hey, here's another item about the sheriff. It says, Everett Barnes has obtained a confession from one of the gang who bushwhacked his brother. What's that? It's right here in black and white. It says, Sheriff Barnes is keeping the evidence on the rock and key in his home till he can turn it over to the federal officers. What do you think of that? Well, maybe the kid's smarter than we think. If he nails the murdering skunk that shot Sheriff Jim, I'm for him. Hey, you wonder if where can I get a copy of that paper? No trick to it. There's a kid out on the street giving them away. I'm going to find him. See y'all later. What's going on out here, Miss Mason? You know I don't approve of employees having visitors during banking hours.
I haven't any visitors, Mr. Thomas.
Didn't I see a young boy standing by your desk a few minutes ago?
He just brought me a copy of today's courier. I was interested in the story.
Which story?
The story about the men who tried to kill Everett Barnes last night.
Everett Barnes. Let me see that paper. Well.
Isn't it wonderful? That Everett knows who the men are who killed his brother.
Yes, I'm glad to hear it.
And I'm sure that a lot of people here in town didn't realize that Everett's collection of insects includes...
You're quite right, Judy. This is a very interesting news article. Well, I believe I'll go out for lunch now. I'll be back shortly.
Yes, Mr. Thomas.
Oh,
Slim. What's this about a confession you made and signed before we took care of Jim Barnes?
I never signed any confession. The law dog asked a lot of questions.
You're lying. It says right here in the paper that you did.
Oh. I didn't, Monk. Honest, I didn't.
Listen, Slim. Trigg and I have got to get that evidence, whatever it is, to protect ourselves. We'll go out to Barnes' house tonight.
Why, sure, Monk. I'll go.
But you won't be with us, you double-crossing.
No, Monk, please don't.
Boss's order, Slim, and I agree with him. You sneaking coyote!
Here's the little package you wanted me to wrap up. It's all sealed and tied.
Good.
Now, what do we do with it?
Leave it here, on your desk.
How do you know that anybody will try to steal it?
I don't. All we can do is go into the next room, turn out the light, and wait.
Suppose somebody does show up. It won't prove that they were the ones who killed Jim.
You're right. So the only thing we can bet on is fear. Fear makes men do and say a lot of things. Sometimes they even tell the truth.
Do you think they'll be afraid of...
They ought to be. They read the courier. Here, blow out the lamp. We'll wait in the kitchen. Come on.
The house is dark. Maybe the new sheriff is vamoosed.
Like as not, he's in bed. We can handle him. Keep your gun handy.
Yeah.
Door ain't even locked.
That's kind of funny, Monk. Why should the sheriff...
Shut up. Follow me. Jim Barnes used to have an office right off of this front room. If the kid's trying to hide anything, it'll be in there.
How about a light so we can see?
Wait until we get inside that room. This is it. Now, strike a match.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, but get your hands up, both of you.
Strike a match, Trigg. That sounds like...
Trigg, Monk. What are you doing here?
It's the boss.
Aye, I thought that voice sounded familiar. There's a lamp on the desk. Light it.
Yeah. What are you doing here? I didn't give anybody orders to come here.
I know you didn't, but Trigg and me are just as anxious to protect ourselves as you are. How long have you been in here?
Just a few minutes. I used the passkey on the front door and came in quietly. There's no sign of Barnes unless he's asleep in the back bedroom.
So much the better. You gone over this room?
No, I haven't.
Hey, look. Here on the desk, right by the lamp.
What is it? An envelope?
Nice, a flat package. It's sealed.
Let's see it. I think this is it, boss. Look what's written on the outside. Everett Barnes, personal, do not open.
Give it to me. Open it.
Don't be so nervous, boss. There's plenty of time. Hey, what the? Bugs! Oh, hey, this is full of them!
These aren't bugs, they're wasps, those poisonous wasps!
They'll kill you! Let me out of here!
We can't leave without...
Not me. I'm not going to. Hey, who locked this door?
It can't be locked, Monk. We just came in.
Quiet. You want to wake up Barnes and the whole town?
I don't care who I wake up. I'm not going to stay in here and get stunk.
Did one of them catch you, Monk?
You think so? I'm going to break this door down.
You fool, smash that window. That will let them out. Now be quiet. We can't afford to attract attention.
Listen, Thomas. Trigg and I'll do your killing for you, like Jim Barnes. But we won't have it.
That's all we wanted to hear. Isn't that right, Everett?
It sure is.
Hey, what the? Masked owl hoot?
You'd better not reach for that gun.
I'll show you!
That bullet just smashed your shoulder. Tonto.
Yes.
That Deputy United States Marshal with you?
I certainly am. Thanks to you and what I just heard, I'm arresting 3 men for murder.
Good. You fools. Can't you see now, Everett, how foolish you were to be afraid of cheap crooks like these?
Yes.
Who were so dumb they were scared stiff by some harmless honeybees. Bees? I thought them things were...
You'll have a long time to figure that one out in the place where you're going.
Well, I'll be.
Get moving, you!
I guess our job is finished, Tonto.
Yes.
Adios, Chef Barnes.
Wait a minute! Don't go without...
Everett!
Judy!
What happened? Please tell me what happened.
I'll tell you all about it later, Judy. Right now, all I can think of is what a masked man and an Indian taught a sheriff about fear.
I have Silver!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature.